Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Well, sitting across the studio from me this morning is Marcy Henderson. She is the regional CEO of the American Red Cross based here in Syracuse. And even more than that, Marcy Henderson is my friend. So you're about to listen in on a discussion between two friends, but very interested in the Red Cross and what goes on in the Red Cross. And Marcy, I'm so glad to have you here.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you, Tricia.
And Marcy's just returned from Switzerland, which is actually part of our story this morning, but we're going to take a step backwards. The first question I have for you, and you know I've asked you this just in conversation over a glass of wine, the American Red Cross, when I think of the Red Cross, I think of blood donation and I think of disaster relief, but are they the same Red Cross?
It is the same Red Cross, and we are very proud of the connection. We have one another. In the early 90s, because of FDA regulations, we have actually split, so though we're the same Red Cross, we actually are we're sister organizations under the Red Cross.
So you sort of function in different ways, but you have the same umbrella?
Exactly. We have the same umbrella. We support one another, but we have some similarities and some differences.
Uh-huh. All right. But the real important part for today's conversation and you being here is talking about the disaster relief side of
yes.
what we're talking
yes.
about. And tell us about that, because I find this fascinating. When I think of disasters, I think of Ike and Katrina and the tsunami in Myanmar and all of those kinds of big things. But you actually take care of disasters large and small, don't you?
We have a little phrase, and it says, around the corner, around the country, around the world.
Ah.
And I think that's a nice way of summarizing. What people often don't realize is that the American Red Cross responds to almost 70,000 disasters in this country annually. Most of those are what people would describe as small disasters. It's not a small disaster if your house burns down.
Yeah, true.
But the American Red Cross is there providing assistance to the family or families in the way of immediate emergency needs, like a place to stay,
yeah.
Food, clothing, medication, essential items to help them get back to where they were before this tragedy.
You know, I can only imagine. Fortunately, I've never had my house burned to the ground. But if you are devastated, the psychological impact would almost render you unable
mm-hmm.
to be able to take care of a lot of those basics.
Yeah.
That's where you step in.
Absolutely. And we do have mental health counselors that are there. Our volunteers are trained. They're compassionate. Lots of times the biggest service that we provide is an arm around the shoulder and a caring comfort word. It's a really difficult thing to watch your house burn down.
Oh,
and
yeah.
the stories that we hear, so regularly, it's sometimes very difficult in terms of the devastation that you see.
In a lot of cases, these are volunteers that are helping folks out too, aren't they?
Yeah, by far the vast majority of Red Crossers are volunteers, more than 90%. People from all walks of life, all different skill sets, all different ages, unite together to help people through the Red Cross.
Well, you know, in a few minutes when we come toward the end, I'll get that phone number from you. There may be people who are interested in volunteering right here in Central New York.
We're always looking for good volunteers.
That would be great. Let's go back just a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about the history of the Red Cross, and I'm even going to throw in here that a corner of that is my grandfather, who was very involved in the Red Cross during World War II. But tell us how it got started.
The Red Cross movement actually began a long time ago in Switzerland. A Swiss businessman, his name was Henri Dunant, was traveling to Austria, came across the scene of a devastating battle in northern Italy, and went back and was disturbed by what he saw. And when he went back to Geneva, got his colleagues together, businessmen in that city, and said, we need to form an organization that will help the victims of war, the civilian, the casualties, the people who have been affected by this destruction. And so out of that compassion was born the International Red Cross movement. There are about 180 societies around the world. We're known as either the Red Cross or the Red Crescent, depending upon the country.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same organization. We have the same fundamental principles. And at the end of the day, his dream and his vision and his compassionate heart has helped millions and millions of people throughout the world. And actually, he was the first recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize
really?
For his leadership and his efforts.
Wow. Now, you see, I know that almost every one of our listeners has learned something this morning, because I think we all assumed that the Red Cross started right here in the United States of America, and now we've learned it started in Switzerland, which
The Red Cross in America started with Clara Barton, and Clara Barton was a nurse in the Civil War and really experienced probably what we would now describe as post-traumatic stress disorder following her service.
Really?
And was sent to Europe to recover. And during that recovery period, she had the opportunity to meet Henri Dunant and became familiar with the movement and came back to this country and lobbied very, very hard for the creation of the American Red Cross. And you can imagine what that took in the 1870s to make that happen. And and actually the first Red Cross chapter was formed in America, in Dansville, New York, in 1881.
Oh my gosh.
The second chapter, just a few months later, was in Rochester, and the third was in Syracuse. And she came to Syracuse in October of 1881, October 6th, and said, "This is important for the city and for the country." And from her passion and leadership was born the chapter that we're now a part of.
Oh, Marcy, that is so cool. You know, I almost think that you were born for this job. You know, I know you have ties to Switzerland, because again, we've been friends for a long time. So tell us about how your Swiss background really led you, and here you are in Syracuse. Who knew that our chapters started right here?
Well, I'm really proud. I'm half Swiss. My grandparents came from the beautiful, beautiful part of Switzerland called the Berner Oberland, right in the middle of the Alps. My grandma was the oldest of five children, very poor, poor family, immigrated to this country at the age of 29, not knowing a word of English, and one of the few things that she had in her possessions was her Red Cross card. My mom was a Red Cross volunteer, and that I recall as a child going to the blood drives and watching her help people, and then my passion began as a youth volunteer a long time ago.
There you go. And you've actually lived all over the country working for the Red Cross, haven't you?
I've been very blessed to work for the Red Cross in a number of great locations, and for the blood services, for the National Red Cross, and now for the chapters.
And we're happy to have you here in Central New York.
It's great to be
here. And
I'm
glad you're a golfer, because that's how we know each other. Now, tell us, when you get a call for a disaster, whether it's the house burning down or whatever, what happens?
911 actually alerts our disaster action team volunteers. They are all volunteers. They're on call, of course, 24 hours a day. We get those calls. We certainly don't know when we're going to get those, but we average about every other day. So those calls come at any time of the day or night. Our team assembles and goes out to the location of the fire and does two things. The first thing is to provide assistance to the families, but in the city of Syracuse, we also provide support to the firefighters. We have a great partnership, of course, with them, and provide them with drinks, hot or cold, to make sure that they're able to fight the fires.
Sure. Wow. Then sometimes you get these calls about these larger scale disasters, such as Ike and Gustav, Texas, or those parts of the Southeast. Certainly this year has been one of the problems. And that really has put a dent in a number of things. I know volunteers are headed, and I know money is headed there. So let's talk about both.
Yeah, it's been 2008 was really a difficult year for disasters. Of course, it's not over. But we started with really unprecedented wildfires in California, which was a lot of tragedy, and then a really high number of tornadoes. And then, of course, the hurricanes that you just alluded to. We all watched Gustav come slam ashore, and people don't realize the amount of devastation that Gustav created. There are still parts of Louisiana without power, even though it's been more than a month that storm slammed ashore.
And that's from Gustav.
That's from Gustav. And then just a couple weeks later, Ike, we were all watching make landfall, and that also hit landfall. And we were very blessed in that a lot of the lessons learned from Katrina prevented the loss of life, but didn't, of course, minimize the infrastructure damage and the power that is out, the roads that are still destroyed. So the American Red Cross continues to provide those essential services in the way of sheltering and feeding. And I have just a few numbers to share with you the audience. This is as of September 30th. So basically for the month of September, the American Red Cross served more than 5 million meals. And last night, September 30th, 112,000 meals continued to be served in a 24-hour period.
Wow.
So that's done in partnership, in collaboration, but it's a phenomenal effort. There are thousands and thousands of Red Crossers that have come and gone and are there, and we most of the deployments are for 3 weeks, so mm-hmm. we've already turned over a couple of times mm-hmm. In terms of assistance. And so Central New York has sent about 50, 23 from the Syracuse chapter, but the greater Central New York area sent about 50, about wow. 600 from the state of New York.
Wow, that is just amazing. And I think we need to point out here that when you provide these services to those folks down there, they're not paying anything for those services. They're getting their meals for free and they're getting their lodging for free, and you need a way to pay for that. So there's some fundraising going on.
That's exactly right. We have launched a $100 million campaign to try and offset these costs. $100 million is an awful lot of money.
It is.
But the numbers are staggering, and we've really depleted the fund. So the plea is for the American people, through their generosity, to really step up and help fellow Americans.
Well, you know what? We're running out of time, but let's make sure we get these phone numbers in. If people want to make donations for the disasters, they can dial...
We encourage them to call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Okay.
Or the website, secure website, www.redcross.org.
And they can make donations that way. And suppose folks want to volunteer right here in Central New York?
Yes, we would love to have that. 234-2200. We offer the training and get you ready to go.
Oh, that's fabulous. And we will make sure we put all the phone numbers and links and so forth on our HealthLink on Air website. Well, Marcy Henderson, this has been a fascinating conversation. I've learned a lot. I know our listeners have too. Thanks so much for coming by this morning.
Thank you, Tricia, for the opportunity to tell the story.
And listeners, we do need to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. This is SUNY Upstate's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.